Fios is not cable. We're wired differently, which means you can get the fastest internet available with equal upload and download speeds from 50 to 500 megs. So you can upload 200 photos before your favorite song is finished. Click the ad and switch to Fios today to get our best offer ever.
When it comes to choosing a supermarket, why not stick to the facts? Fact is, Albertsons is just better. Nicer, fresher, faster, and friendlier. Come on in and see for yourself. For a delicious dinner this week, stop by the meat department and get Foster Farms split chicken breast or picnic pack, grade A bone-in for just 99 cents a pound. And for healthy fall snacking, pick up sweet Honeycrisp apples for only $1.49 a pound. Fresher meats, sweeter produce, better deals. Albertsons. Fact is, it's just better.
Blog Talk Radio.
T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. All three engines up and burning. 2, 1, 0, and liftoff.
Coach on Fire Radio.
Fire the tire!
Hello and welcome to the 19th episode of the Being Brilliant radio show. This is your host, Amy Hackett-Jones, happiness and high performance coach for being brilliant in the way you both live and lead your life and those around you. You can find me at www.amyhackettjones.com. So the Being Brilliant radio show is a deep and impactful look at what it takes to be brilliant. The show invites you, my listeners, to step into the very essence of who you're being as you show up to life. My guests bring a combination of inspirational teachings coupled with practical tools and essential life and leadership skills translated into actionable strategies so that you, our listeners, may step into being the very best version of yourselves. My interviewees are high performers, thought leaders, game changers, pioneers, dreamers, adventurers, way seers, visionaries, as well as friends and family. Those whom I believe live brilliantly and who travel magically through life, shining their own light so others may do the same. And of course, today is no exception. Today on the line, we have Marie-Claire Hermans, who's based out of Belgium. And Marie-Claire is somebody I've come across just recently online, and I've just started following her and finding out all sorts about what she does, and it's pretty phenomenal. Marie-Claire survived a dangerous cocktail of 6 disabling diseases, and then she cracked the code of complete exhaustion and healed 2 remaining incurable, according to the doctors, diseases by changing her diet, her mindset, and her self-management. She started approaching self-care for experts as part of their business profile after she saw how people's excuses really were keeping them in their own way and slowing them down as they once did. So she now successfully teaches entrepreneurs, influencers, change makers, busy professionals, leaders who feel too exhausted to show up to their best. And she shows them how they can take back in business with their well-being and run their health like they run their business. Creating healthy leaders has become her mission and passion. And she really helps them to define the future of the world by leading by example. Now, Marie-Claire, welcome onto the show. You have quite an amazing story, and we're going to delve deep into it to begin with. So welcome. It's a huge pleasure to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
My pleasure. Now, Marie-Claire's website is called energyforexperts.com. And I know she's recently revamped it, and I was having a look at it just earlier today, and it's beautiful. So I ask you all to go and check it out, energyforexperts.com. And the first question she has on the top of her website is, if I had more energy, I would... ... And that got me thinking. If I had
well, one, good. That was my purpose to get you thinking.
So, before I start answering that question, let's dive a little bit into your story, because 6 debilitating diseases, and some of them supposedly incurable. I want to know more about this and what it was you did. So please give us a little look into, you know, behind the scenes and what was going on for you at the time when you had these debilitating diseases.
Yeah, so I completely crashed and burned in 2005 after I was working with a complete burnout without knowing. That's what I knew afterwards. But I kept working. I kept going and going and pushing myself for 2 years with disabling symptoms that I was just ignoring, every single one of them, just to keep going, because I thought, you can't stop, I cannot stop, or the world will go down. You know that feeling?
Yeah.
So I kept pushing myself, and then the day I crashed in 2005, it became so clear to me that something was terribly wrong with me, not just the complete burnout I was first diagnosed with. I even had no reserve in my reserve anymore. That's how bad it was. So I was not able to do anything, actually. But it took me 3 more years to find out that it was not just a burnout. So other diseases came on top of it. Lyme disease in a very, in a more chronic state already, because I had it since several years, obviously, because that's when I remembered the first symptoms came up. Chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia came on top, which are incurable, so-called incurable. And then at the end, like 4.5 years into my disease, into my journey, polyneuritis was discovered, and central myelitis. Those were fatal as well, because it had become impossible for me, for my body to feel stimuli, to warm up the body. It was very, very cold. I was paralyzed on and off. I became incontinent. There were days I woke up and I was blind. So it were the weirdest things happening to me. And I couldn't walk. Oftentimes I couldn't walk anymore. I was just crawling over the floor, or when I couldn't do that even, I was just lying in bed waiting for it to pass. And there was unbearable pain all the time, 24/7. So I was in a very, very bad place. And when...
How old were you at this stage? Sorry.
How old I was?
Yes, when this was happening.
So when I crashed, I was 47.
Wow.
So yeah. And that took me 5 years to recover from everything, you know, bit by bit. Certain diseases were being treated, such as Lyme disease was treated. The burnout, all you can do is rest and take a lot of supplements and medication. I took over 40 supplements a day.
Wow.
It's pretty terrible. And so, yeah, when actually the fatal diseases were healed, I was still burdened with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. And the doctor who had saved my life, he said, well, I'm so sorry, darling, but there's nothing we can do about this. It's incurable. I said, well, we'll see about that. I didn't come this far to hear this verdict, and I'm pretty determined. I'm kind of a rebel, so, but that saved my life, because I kept searching. I was searching for the solution all the time. And then one day I just ran into raw food. And at first, the skeptic in myself and the cynic told me, don't believe that BS. But In the meantime, I was the eternal student, and the eternal student kept reading and listening to all the testimonials, and I could feel in every cell of my body, this is it. I give myself 3 months' time, and then this has to be over. And the next day, I was 100% raw. And 10 days later, when I was having a short walk outside, and I suddenly stood still, and I was thinking, something's wrong. Something's really off. And then I realized I had no pain after 10 days. And 3 months later, I no one could, like the doctors who had first diagnosed me with chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia said, well, there is no fibromyalgia, you know. It must have been something else then. Yeah, well, but that's when I knew I had cracked the code. I had found the solution for fatigue and to generate energy and to keep that energy and build it up and to sustain that energy. And so that's when I also knew I have a second chance in life and I want to do something really good with that. And that's when I started studying again, and I started my business. I started as Ravishing Raw because that's how it felt. I was raw and feeling ravishing. In the beginning, I didn't know exactly what I was doing. I just knew I was passionate about it and I wanted to spread the message. And now I recently rebranded because I'm serving professionals and experts. I want to create healthy leaders because I know when I can influence one leader, I'm taking care of the ripples for tens of thousands of people who are being, led by example by that leader. So that's the story, a long story in short.
Gosh, this is just absolutely fascinating. And, you know, I have my own little story of being defiant when I've been told no by certain people in authority, the doctors. But this is, I mean, having so many incurable and terminal and disabling diseases and turning around in the face of everything and making that decision and committing wholeheartedly to that decision at that point to go raw. Now, I know what it's like to go raw. I've tried that one. Well, it's tough, man.
Well, it's only tough when you're missing out on a few important essential links,
This is where you were self-educating and obviously taking it that much, that much further. So I want to just pick up on a few things that you said in your story because it's so fascinating, and I think in this day and age, I completely agree with you. Like working with leaders, you have a bigger knock-on effect as they lead by example. And I know, from my own experience here as well, that if we don't, the classic saying, if we don't have our health, we don't have anything. And it's so important in this day and age with so many highly stressed people, so many people that are, cancer is prevalent. We've got heart disease and diabetes left, right, and center, obesity. It's just that there's so much stuff going on a physical level and emotional, obviously, as well, behind the scenes. But let's just take a little bit of a look at Ravishing Raw. I know you're rebranding, and I love that. But what is raw, really? If you could paint a picture, as you must paint pictures to your clients.
Yeah,
if you could,
of course.
And what it is really raw to eat raw. I mean, what? Give us an example, perhaps, of a day in the life of somebody who eats raw.
So it's very, very simple. The principle is important to understand for listeners who don't know about raw food or a living plant-based diet, is how they call it too. It's simple because you don't cook your food anymore. Now, how easy is that? You don't have to cook anymore. No burnt pots and pans anymore. I love that one. But the thing is, you don't warm or heat up your food anymore above 42 degrees Celsius, which is about 108 Fahrenheit. And what does that do? Well, when you heat up your food above that temperature, between 42 degrees and 48, you're starting to lose very essential enzymes. They're just killing, dying off. And then above the 48, I think that's 118 Fahrenheit, something like that.
Yep.
You kill all the enzymes. And enzymes are life. Enzymes are energy. And we're all born with a reserve of enzymes, but the sooner you eat those, well, you consume that reserve of enzymes by eating cooked foods, the sooner you die. So actually, without those enzymes, you can't function anymore. They're responsible for everything in your life, every movement, every your energy, your digestion, and digestion is key in your health, because what you can digest, you will store. That's like when you start gaining weight on the hips and the belly and all that, but also what you can't digest will stay in your body as waste, and that will start building up toxicity,
yeah,
really. And I want to hook into that, what you just said earlier, because that's very important. You said, well, you had all these disabling and fatal diseases, and you healed those. But actually what I discovered is that, in fact, there's only one main underlying cause of disease, and it is toxicity. So I learned that, I discovered that when I can clear out, because I have all these diseases, but when I clear out the toxicity, when I detox, I enable my body again to feel alive and to get rid of all the burden in the body, okay? So, but anyway, you were asking me, what is raw? So it's not cooking your food, keeping the temperature under 42 or 108 Fahrenheit. And it's consuming food, real food, non-processed food, food that you can pick and eat, vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds. You can consume fermented food, which is very, very healthy for the colon and for your digestion. What else? And seaweed. Now, I realize that when I sum it up like this, it sounds pretty boring, but you have to realize that there are such, as in cooking, there are many techniques to make your food taste better. It's the same thing for preparing your real raw food, because there are techniques which are softening the food and making it like cooked food. That's important for the beginning stage of your transition. If you want to go all raw, that is, you don't have to do that. Everyone determines that for him and herself, of course. But for the transitioning period, it's very nice to have a plate in front of you that you can still recognize. You can still, it looks beautiful and appealing because it looks a little bit like cooked, because you have these techniques. You can dry your food in a dehydrator, so you can create other textures that are more chewy. So you can still, when I go through a day like mine, I start my day green with a smoothie or a juice, or I can start it with a lovely raw cereal that I make myself with some berries. And then at noon, I make a nice recipe, or I prepare something a few days ahead. It can be raw pasta without eating gluten then, of course, or processed pasta. It's all made of vegetables. I can make a lasagna or a raw pizza. Everything is uncooked, but it tastes and it looks delicious. It really does. And in the evening, I just make a huge salad, you know, and it's done in 5 minutes. And raw food is the new fast food, because it doesn't take that long to whip it up for yourself or your family.
That's very true. And in fact, I remember I used to live in Panama.
And there was a family that were traveling. It was a mother and father and a little four-year-old child. And they were traveling up from Argentina, and they were heading for Mexico, and they were stopping off in all of the, you know, the countries in between, en route. He made jewelry. She was a raw foodie, and so gave little lectures to people. And I went to one of them, and that was my first sort of entrance into raw food. And this little four-year-old kid was amazing. He was so healthy and so strong, and knew exactly what to choose and what not to choose. And it was his birthday one day when I was there, so the parents invited me over, so I went over, and somebody else, some other adult, brought this little boy, you know, a package full of M&Ms, and so he opened it up, and this and that, oh, and then he saw the packets of M&Ms, he says, oh, thank you, but I don't like these, I'll give them to my friends around the corner. He ran off around the corner to his street friend kids, who, you know, just would hang out in the street. And he gave all the M&Ms to these kids. So they, you know, they ate them up like nobody's business. But he was just, he was so healthy and so strong. And his parents weren't overbearing with it either. They said, you know, if he wants to eat a piece of chicken or he wants to eat a packet of M&Ms, he'll eat them. But he knows, because his body is not used to the amount of sugar and colorings and that sort of thing, he knows instinctively now what's good for him and what's not. And so more often than not, if he puts his hand in a fist of M&Ms and puts them in his face, the taste to him is just so sort of alien because he's just not used to it. And she made him these raw cakes and raw things for his birthday and everything. It was just phenomenal. I was like, wow.
Yeah, you can make, actually you can make everything that you loved eating cooked, you can make a raw version of it. The only difference is, well, you learn to use different skills and different techniques and different ingredients, real ingredients, not processed ingredients or not synthetic or chemicals, which we are eating so much when we are on a standard American diet, actually. So, and the beauty of it is that you know what you're putting into your body, and that's so important, because the industry is creating our food in a way that we get hooked to it. We become an addict of our food after one bite. That's how our food, our processed food, is designed. It's well, and an example is, you just have to eat one chips, one leaf of chips, you know, and you know you're going to the whole bag of potato chips. Because you can't stop. And that is their purpose, that you can't stop eating their junk. And so it creates that chemical reaction as soon as you eat one of those in the brain. And actually, it works like crack. You only have to use crack once to be hooked, to be an addict. And that's how the food works as well these days. So that's really sad. And when you realize that, it's really about becoming aware of what you put in your body, what the industry is putting into your food, and how poisonous it is, really. And so when you stop eating that junk, you become healthy automatically. Yeah.
And your body thanks you for it. Your body, your mind, everything, your performance at work and at home, everything. So I want to just come back to a couple of points you've been mentioning. And one is looking at toxicity again. I want to take another look at that, because it's a radio show in and of itself, it's toxicity, and I'm aware of that. So people can become, you know, we've heard in the news about pesticides and about hormones and all the meat we eat and all this sort of thing. But I also wanted to ask you about the emotional toxicity. When you were stressed and when you hit rock bottom and you got to burnout, how were you emotionally? Because that, I imagine that, yes, you were stressed out, but what else was going on for you then?
Yeah, I was a wreck, you know, when I crashed, and I thought I was doing so great because I was Superwoman. And I couldn't be missed. And of course, we all go through certain periods in our life where we are extra stressed out. And I was actually going through, I had extreme stress for 10 years when my husband became very ill. Mm-hmm. And he had to be institutionalized permanently. So I had to keep up with all the bills and two kids raising by myself. And it was a very rough time. I was always working from 5 a.m. to 2 and 3 a.m. So I had sleep for 1 to 3 hours a night for years. And so, of course, you're abusing your body, but you're also abusing your mental abilities and your emotions, and you think, I have to keep going, I have to keep going. And that is something I notice that many people do and think, I have to keep going no matter what. And that was my first thought every morning when I woke up, I have to keep going. And that's why I kept ignoring every single signal. Even when my left arm got paralyzed while I was playing the piano, when I started reading my music upside down, when I started talking backwards, those were terribly, pretty scary symptoms. And still I kept going just because of that thought, I have to. And, you know, when you keep doing everything alone and you're too proud to ask for help or to share the misery that's going on behind the facade, of your house, you're too proud to share that with anyone who could help you, this is what happens. You crash and burn in the end. And of course, yeah, that's what happened to me.
So what would your biggest takeaway, your message, because there's so much richness and density in what you're saying here, and we could talk for hours, I know that. But when you say, you know, I have to keep going, I know a lot of people think that and feel that. There are pressures of, you know, in the day-to-day life, stresses of payments and mortgages and supporting families and all the rest of it. So at what point did you go from I have to keep going and from believing the facade and going from alone to asking for help? What point, you know, what really happened in that moment of realization? Or was it several moments over several weeks and months?
Oh, yeah, it was years. It was years, really.
It was like an awakening over time. And you realize at some point that I have to keep going doesn't serve you anymore, that doing this alone and asking, you know, is not going to work anymore, and that actually asking for help isn't a shameful thing to do.
Yeah, and I did feel shameful about it. People who crash and burn, people who get chronic fatigue syndrome, who get fibromyalgia, who get sick, chronically ill, those are all people who actually have built up a perfect profile to become that ill. You know, those are usually people who are working so hard, they are ignoring every signal, they're pushing themselves, they think everyone, they have to be strong because everyone else is depending on them, you know, and they don't want to ask for help. It's a perfect profile. And being perfectionist, that's another very important thing. Everything has to be perfect, you know. That's the perfect profile to crash and burn. And if there's anyone listening now who can recognize himself or herself in this profile, my message to you is it all starts with you, you know. And when I crashed, that's when I knew. I just fell, you know. My legs couldn't take my weight anymore, and I'm a lightweight. So I was just lying on the floor crying, and that is the first time I actually asked for help. I asked my boss, can I go home, you know, because I just can't take it anymore. And it starts with little things, you know, and then going to the doctor and tell them something's terribly wrong with me. Help me. It happens over time, and putting the shame aside, that takes a while too. And actually, those 5 years, I've seen so many doctors. I've seen more doctors that sent me back home telling me that it was all between my ears than the doctor that actually helped me. I saw 15 doctors who sent me back home like that. So reaching out for help became very, very difficult for me because they didn't believe me. And
right.
They sent me back home. And then the last doctor who helped me, he actually, I just started crying when he told me, I'm going to help you through. You're going through hell, but I'm going to help you. And it was the first time I heard those words. So I just broke down and started crying. And I felt so weak, but I felt, I can rely on someone here to help me. And that was actually the first time when I think back of it, I can feel the feeling, you know, I'm talking about it, how valuable that was, that someone would help me. I did not have to do it alone, because till then I had been doing still everything alone by myself during my illness.
And I really want people to take that home today, because I know we have a lot of high-performing listeners and leaders at this show, and we talk about being brilliant. And being brilliant for me really encompasses so many different aspects of life, day-to-day life. And health is really, as I said at the beginning, if we don't have our health, we don't have anything. And like you're saying now, it's so important to reach out and to ask for guidance, to ask for that help. So thank you so much for sharing that.
But that was a huge turnaround for me too, because then when I started healing myself, I thought, I don't want to do this anymore alone. I mean, I want to surround myself with professionals. I want to create my well-being team who supports me, because actually it started feeling good to reach out and get the help that I needed, because that is letting go of your damn perfectionism that's paralyzing. You know, it's paralyzing. And you can do more when you're doing things together. That's what I learned. It was a tough lesson for me to learn as a perfectionist. But now I always have a mentor. I always surround myself with coaches, mentors.
This is my next point. I had a couple of questions. One is, for all of the perfectionists out there, and a lot of high performers are, what is the fear, do you think, as having been a perfectionist, what is the main fear that you face as a perfectionist?
Well, I can only talk for me myself. For me, it was putting things into someone else's hands, you know. I like taking my own responsibility for things.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was letting go, delegating, letting go of being in control. That's what it is.
Right.
It's letting go of the control. That is the worst fear that I recognize with myself. And I know that many perfectionists just they want to keep control. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so now that you feel less in control, or how would you describe it now? Do you feel even more in control, or how do you feel now? What was the biggest sort of transformation there, the shift for you?
Well, I feel balanced now and supported.
There we go.
You don't have to be in control. You just have to feel balanced and know that you're supported and know that you're not alone. That's very important. Yeah.
So important. Absolutely. Oh, wow. That's fantastic. So I have another question here, because you mentioned just a while ago about all of these doctors saying, you know, these 15 doctors and saying also that
Some of them said that, oh, it's, you know, between your ears.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know that you talk a lot about mindset with your clients. So what's your main focus when you focus on mindset?
Well, yes, the mindset I focus on is really, like, what I always tell everyone is health is a mindset.
Right.
Health is not going on another diet. Health is not the absence of a disease. It's much, much more. Health is an attitude. It's a habit. It's a routine. Health is a mindset. Because health is a state of being, it's a feeling that you want to experience every single day of your life, not just now and then. You don't want to experience it on Mondays and Tuesdays and maybe on a Thursday, and then you're taking off all the other days. So when you want to feel great every day, it takes a daily commitment, of course, because you are the result of your actions and, of course, of your non-actions. You are the result of everything you do or don't do. So what I focus on is discovering with my clients, what is it that I want to experience throughout my life? How do I want to feel every day of my life? How do I want to look like every day of my life? How do I want to show up for my clients, for my loved ones, for myself? And what is it that I want to achieve by the end of my life that would make me real happy when I look back to my life? I have no regrets. I'm leaving the planet in peace. what is that? How is that feeling? And that is the feeling that you want to commit to every day. And then it becomes effortlessly, because it's just so beautiful, you know, that end goal. And it's actually the same as we do with our business. So when you start your business, first thing you do is, where do I want to be in 1 year from now, 5 years, 10 years? What is it that I want to have achieved by the end of my career? And I will feel really happy about it if I could have that impact by then. And then you start breaking up everything into projects towards the front again. And then you start with the end in mind. So this is what you can do for your health as well, creating that long-term vision. Because I am so convinced that you cannot create a long-lasting result with a short-term vision. And that is what the diets do, you know. Mm-hmm. You go on another diet, you think, okay, I'm going to do this for a month or 3 months, or I'm going to lose 10 pounds or 20 pounds. And then when you achieve that goal, you're going to reward yourself. You know that reward? You're going to cross the street or go around the corner and get the first slice of pizza that you can find. And you're back to your old habits. And they sneak back in, and then in no time, you're back in your old life, creating the same results as you wanted to step away from when you started that diet. So it's not about going on a diet, but creating a lifestyle that suits you, that fits you, and that supports your ambition, that supports your vision. That's what it's about. And then it becomes effortlessly. Because, you know, now sometimes people come to me and they say, you know what, I don't believe that. I don't believe that it's possible to commit every day to your health, to eat healthy every day. And then I'm like, well, you're eating unhealthy now every day. What's the difference?
Yeah, that's true.
It's engagement too, but the mindset here is the difference. Are you going for short-term results or long-lasting results? And that's your choice, of course. But that's when you create a strong mindset with that long-term vision, your success to be and stick to your healthy habits is secured for 90%. And 10% are the skills that you learn and techniques and organization. But those 90% of mindset, they are crucial for your lasting results.
Yeah.
That's how I work.
So true. And I love the fact that you really take on board, or get your clients to take on board, should I say, the concept of creating healthy leaders
which has become your mission and your passion and your purpose, as they define the future of the world by living by example. Because these people at the pinnacle of success are more often than not, they leave behind their exercise regimes, they focus on work solely, this and the other. So it's so important to really be addressing this, and like you say, on a top level, so that you have a knock-on effect further down the chain. So for anybody who's listening live, we have a telephone number if you'd like to call in and ask Marie-Claire some questions. So if you're in the States, it's 646-716-7979. That's 646-716-7979. And if you're on Facebook, you feel free to private message me and send a question my way and I will read it out. So we are speaking with Marie-Claire Hermans, and her website is energyforexperts.com. She focuses wholly and wholeheartedly on nutrition for leaders so that they can make a bigger impact in the world. And I just love talking about nutrition. I just find it so fascinating. I always have done and always will. So is there anything that you have upcoming at the moment that you would like to share with our listeners? Do you have any books coming up, any talks? I know you have a program which we'll talk about in just a moment, but do you have anything else coming up that you'd like to share directly with the listeners?
Well, I'm still writing my book. I have a book. I finished my book in Dutch, but it's not published yet. But I'm writing another book, which is really focused on, because it's so specific, when you're busy, you don't have time. It's difficult for you to stick to your healthy intentions because of many reasons and many excuses that we as busy professionals come up with sometimes to skip the health and the self-care. So it's really focused on that. But that will take another year, I guess, before that's coming out. But it's in the work. What am I focusing on? Actually, my focus now is on getting on stages and spreading that message. I just recently had another talk that I was doing, a TED kind of talk for leaders and about team building and leadership. And of course, that's where my focus is, because I want to make more impact. And I know that speaking is a wonderful way to do that. And so I want to get on as many stages as possible. So if you have a stage somewhere, just invite me and let's talk about that. I love helping people one-on-one. That's what I'm really passionate about and I am really good at.
Let's now talk a little bit more about your one-on-one program. Because I know you invite professionals to double their energy levels by making one small change to their busy day.
So that's something, if you want to get a first experience, I created an experience for you because I love giving experiences to my people. So when you're on my website, you can sign in for, let's say, a week challenge. So it's 5 videos that will come your way in 5 days. One a day, and we're just creating one new habit. We're leaving out morning coffee and replacing that one morning coffee by a very nutritious drink that will help you create energy. And when you do this boldly, when you take those videos and you whip up your breakfast together with me, I know that you will feel a lot the difference. There are many people who said, wow, I just feel as if I doubled my energy. So that's how I know that it's possible. And I know because that's what I did in the beginning as well. So it's about just taking the first step and just creating one new habit with one small change in your very busy day. And it takes just as long as making a cup of coffee. So that's how we can start creating change with a small step. And so it's an experience, and then you can tell for yourself, and because that's the reward of your bold action, that's energy. And then when it feels good, you will say, oh, I want more of that.
It's
a nice introduction. And you can keep on to all your other habits for now, if you want to.
Just one at a time. Okay. So, and then you offer a 30-minute chat with people to see how you can help them. What sort of program, I mean, how long do you typically work with somebody? Is it, do you do like a 3-month program, or how does it work? Or does it depend on the individual?
Yeah, it depends a lot on the individual. And I have a 6-month program because I noticed in the past when I had my 3-month program and people would stop after 3 months, it was kind of difficult for them to hang on because habits are being created, but of course we have to have time to stabilize the habits. And that's why my program is now 6 months. And most people are doubling that up because they just love the support and the care. And, of course, the accountability. It's very important to have accountability. It's like when you're in your business and you're having a project and you want to keep on track of that project, and you have an accountability buddy. It goes so much quicker and easier. It's the same with your health, you know, when someone is keeping you accountable and giving you all the shortcuts. And, of course, I made all the mistakes for you. You don't have to make those anymore, so you can save time. So a 6-month program, and oftentimes I have clients with me who are with me like 3 and 4 and 5 years because they just love that kind of continuity, and of course the input and the inspiration and the motivation to keep going. But that's all up to who chooses to be in a program with me. So you can choose whatever you want there.
Yeah. And your clients typically, we've spoken about them being high performers. They are the typical profile to be perfectionists, to probably burn out, like as you did. Is there anything else that would describe them in case they're listening right now and they want to call you?
Yeah, oftentimes they're pretty stressed out. They have all that potential. I'm so passionate about the potential of people, and I know that many professionals, and they're high level, and they have all these wonderful ideas, and they have that potential sitting inside of them, and somehow they cannot bring it out because they don't have the energy anymore. They're feeling exhausted, too tired to make their dream happen or to live the dream lifestyle, their ideal lifestyle, why they became an entrepreneur or a business owner in the first place. But then there's no energy anymore to live the lifestyle, of course. So that potential is so important, and I love bringing that out. And that's actually, it's so transformational because, for instance, I had a client, I still have him, he owned 5 nightclubs, and he said, you know, I want out of that nightlife, because I know in the end it will break up somehow, it will, I have to pay a price for that lifestyle. And so over the years he sold all the nightclubs, now he's starting a new raw food restaurant in London. He started one in Belgium a while ago. So you can see it's so life-changing. People start with food, but of course food is not about food. It's about emotions. It's about stress. It's about relationships. It's about work. And so the nutrition, and that's very important to understand, nutrition is physical, but that's where we start, because as soon as my clients are going with the food and they're having fun in their kitchen and enjoying all the recipes, then the mindset work starts and the emotions come up because we're not stuffing any emotions anymore with this kind of food. So the emotions have finally a chance to come to rise up again, and then we can face the emotions and process what they have not processed before, so that they don't have to stuff their emotions anymore with junk food, you know? And that's how we break all the cycles. And that's when the energy comes up from physically to mind, to the mind. You start thinking differently, you start doing things differently, and when with that energy, you can start making your dream come through and bringing up your full, working and living to your full potential. And that's what it's about. Food is actually the foundation of your life. And when you change your food, you will change your whole life. It's my experience and the experience of my time.
It's so true. I mean, we eat 3 times a day or 5 times a day, whatever it is, once a day. But, you know, we focus and build our lives around food much of the time. And like you say, when you're able to focus on one thing and then the food, and then as you move through that, the emotions come up, and that's all the stuff that we stuff down, and that's why we then end up getting ill more often than not.
Yes, it is.
It's so powerful. So then you start with nutrition, and then you sort of step into being the dream whisperer, I guess.
Yes. It all comes to the surface, you know, when you stop stuffing down, it comes to the surface, and then we dive into the next thing. And it's different for everyone what comes up at that moment, but we go through several detox phases. We go through a physical detox, we go through an emotional detox, and then we build up a new emotional life, a happier life. And that's how you can create, well, other things again, and new opportunities come your way. It's amazing, really. You have to feel it and experience it to know how amazing it feels. Yeah.
Wow, it just sounds amazing. And so, looking forward, I know you want to speak on the stage, you know, on stage more. And where are you based most of the time? I know you're in Belgium, but are you based in Belgium 100% of the time, or do you travel?
Yes, and now I'm based in Belgium. I've been traveling a lot to New York, but in the coming year, I won't be doing that. But after that, I will be traveling to America again. But for now, I'm available in Europe, you know, wherever it is that a stage is calling me, I'm on it.
Fantastic. I love that. When I asked you what were the 3 sort of key things that you wanted the Being Brilliant listeners to walk away with, one of them was about mindset, and we've touched on that. And another was about nutrition and really how it starts with you know, leading your life. And actually, this is something I focus on a lot. When I talk about leadership, I don't just mean leadership of, you know, a company of 5 or 10 or 100,000 people. I talk about self-leadership, and you talk about self-management, and it's sort of the same thing. Like, how do we manage and lead ourselves day to day to such a level that we can be brilliant day to day? And I just wanted to see if there was anything else there that you'd like to add into that, the self-management, because it does all start with us, and it does all, you know, start and end with us even.
Yeah, it's essential to understand that everything starts with you. Your business starts with you. I learned that without me, there is no business. Without you, there is no leadership. There is not even your personal leadership as the loving person that you are, the person and the leader that you love being the most. Who is it that you want to be the most? How does the person look like and feel like, the person that you want to be the most in your life every day, the person that you can love to the fullest of your capacities? Because, you know, how you feel is how you show up. And it's that is what it's about in leadership. Who do you want to lead? What kind of impact do you want to make? And it has to come from your authenticity. And if you cannot lead from your authenticity when you feel like shit, you're not going to lead that great, you know, if it is in your family or in your friends group or in your peer group or in the world. It doesn't mean anything without you having the energy to show up as the person, the leader that you love being the most, because it all starts with you. It's your life. And you will make so much more impact when you feel great every day. So it all starts with you. So how are you going to take care of that person? How do you value the relationship that you have with yourself?
Always a good one.
Yeah, to make your health work for you. Because when you feel great, you will influence more. And
yes,
on a much deeper level, that will impact the soul of the people that are around you, because you know what? Energy is contagious. When your energy is low, no one will want to be around you. It's that contagious. I'm turning it around now for a moment to make it stronger. But I mean, I had a client once in Sweden, and so when we talked the first time, she said, when I asked her how it felt like as a leader not to be in a place of being able to perform on her high levels as she was, she wanted to, she said, well, I don't feel authentic anymore. That just broke my heart. It's when you can lead from your authenticity, you will make more impact. And it all starts with your health, physically, mentally, emotionally. And that, you know, healing, the word healing, what does it mean? It's becoming whole. It's being whole within. It's being connected physically, mentally, and emotionally. You should see me talk here. I'm talking with my hands and my gestures. So, but it's that wholeness that is so important to be the person and the leader that you love being the most. And that's when you have confidence to step up in your game, to step up in your business, to step up as a father, as a mother, as a friend, a partner, a husband, a wife. That's the true leadership, where it all starts.
Yeah.
Because we don't think about that as leadership, but that's the leadership that's maybe even the most important leadership in our life. It's that personal leadership, the impact that we make for our loved ones.
Yeah.
And from there on, we can build that authenticity. So that is, I think, essential. And from there on, if when you know that this is what you want, first of all, make a real decision when it comes down to your health. Don't fiddle around. Don't say, oh, I'm going to try this. I hope it will work. No, make a real decision, because without that decision, you cannot have direction with your health. Secondly, create a long-term vision in your health. How do I want to feel and look like every day of my life? And then start eating and living with the end in mind, as you do in your business, when you create a business. And then third, who is on your well-being team? And I mean, support yourself, surround yourself with the high performance team that you need to be at your best. When do you feel at your best? How can you show up at your best in your friends group, in your family, for your clients, for the world? And with those three factors, you can change everything in your health and in your well-being and really go for those lasting results that will make you a great, great leader in every area of your life.
And absolutely. And the healthier you get, the more high performing you get as well. You know, that makes sense, obviously, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So as a coach yourself, I know that
I, as a coach, have coaches who coach me in various different aspects and areas of my life. And you mentioned about accountability earlier on. So you also have your own coaches at the moment. Is that true?
Yes, I have two mentors.
So you have two mentors. And how do they help you now that you, you know, you've reached a level of success, you know, you've built your business and you've built this beautiful website, which, by the way, everybody must go and visit, www.energyforexperts.com. So how do they continue to help you? Because this is really important, this whole question about coaching and mentorship. And I really want your sort of parting comment to be about this. And the leaders that you work with, again, it's the same story. You don't have to lead on your own. Having mentors, having coaches who've been there, done that, and can help you cut the corner, it's so fundamentally important. So how do they continue to support you?
Yeah, I always look for mentors who I'm looking like they're up in my ladder. You know, I always look up on the ladder. Who is there? Who has done it before me? Who can show me the shortcuts so that I don't have to put all the research and time into the things that I want to learn? And those two mentors, they keep me accountable. And they create momentum.
Yeah.
They create the momentum for me to keep going and to keep doing the good things I'm doing. They're giving me ideas and the shortcuts. They inspire me, they motivate me, and that's so important. They don't give me more work. I have enough work. And that's important because it's important to find someone who understands that you don't have to get more balls up in the air. No, you need people who understand that a few balls have to come down. And
yeah,
it feels good to have only two balls up in the air instead of 20. And so your focus is you have more direction and you have more focus and you complete things. That's very important for me, to complete things, you know, and to create that continuity, that the consistency. Creating consistency is essential. So you can stay on track with everything. It's with everything. It doesn't matter if that's health or business, but consistency makes things become easier and doable. And that's what you need mentors for, coaches for. They do the work for you, actually, when they are good.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we're at the top of the hour now. Unfortunately, I do feel like we could chat for hours. I would like to redirect people to your website again at www.energyforexperts.com. That's Marie-Claire Hermans, based in Europe at the moment. And the very first question you'll find on her website is, if I had more energy, I would ... So I will leave you guys with that question for today. If I had more energy, I would ... Fill in the dots. Marie-Claire, thank you so much. It's been a huge pleasure to have you on the show. You've been a brilliant guest.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to chat with you. Have fun.
And I look forward to keeping in touch with you and to checking in with you as your speaking gigs increase, and I look forward to hearing when your book comes out in a year or so's time. So thank you very, very much. This was the 19th episode of the Being Brilliant radio show with Amy Hackett-Jones of www.amyhackettjones.com. Marie-Claire Hermans was my brilliant guest. Thank you so much for listening. Go out there, everyone, and be your brilliant selves. And until next time, ciao for now.
I can do anything, I can reach any goal today. I can do what I want, I can be what I want to be.
Coach on Fire Radio.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can seem intense. Like breakup R&B intense.
I thought you said you loved the sweater that I got you. If you didn't, you could have told me.
Geico makes it easy. Just go to Geico.com anytime to update or check your policy without all the extra drama.
I even had a gift receipt.
When it comes to choosing the supermarket, why not stick to the facts? Fact is, Albertsons is just better. Nicer, fresher, faster, and friendlier. Come on in and see for yourself. For a delicious dinner this week, stop by the meat department and get Foster Farms split chicken breast or picnic pack, grade A bone-in for just 99 cents a pound. And for healthy fall snacking, pick up sweet Honeycrisp apples for only $1.49 a pound. Fresher meats, sweeter produce, better deals. Albertsons. Fact is, it's just better.
Fios is not cable. We're wired differently, which means you can get the fastest internet available with equal upload and download speeds from 50 to 500 megs. So you can upload 200 photos before your favorite song is finished. Click the ad and switch to Fios today to get our best offer ever. Fios is not cable. We're wired differently, which means you can get the fastest internet available with equal upload and download speeds from 50 to 500 megs. So you can upload 200 photos before your favorite song is finished. Click the ad and switch to Fios today to get our best offer ever.